So what about this issue? I think maybe things are a little bit different today, Hope, than they might have been 3-4 years ago. Things are changing quickly in breast cancer, particularly I think in HER2-positive disease, in terms of the philosophy of how long patients should be treated. Here's this lady who's gotten anti-HER therapy for over 4 years. She's gotten 6 different anti-HER kind of chemo treatments. Is that kind of becoming the norm, Hope?
Well, I have to say that I think in many academic centers it was the norm before and hasn't changed a lot, but I think that as we've had some trials suggesting that we should be using HER2 therapy through progression and that that really changes outcome, changes response and duration of response to therapy, that's become taken up very widely, certainly in the United States. I would say in other countries where there's a more sort of economic overlay, it may not be occurring as much. But I think we've seen really intriguing data that suggests that not only continuing the same HER2-directed therapy is better through progression, for example, trastuzumab and a taxane, trastuzumab and capecitabine, but that adding in HER2-directed therapies together, like trastuzumab and lapatinib, can overcome the resistance of a tumor that was growing on multiple prior regimens with trastuzumab. And we've seen that with some of these novel agents, too, that I know we'll talk about.